Hello, my name is Rupin Das, and I'm the president of the Canadian Bible Society. Colossians 3:12 reads, "Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." Why does it seem that the poor are important to God? If God's mission is to save humanity by forgiving their sins and rebellion through Jesus Christ, why is there so much in the Bible about compassion and care of the poor, the broken, and those who live on the margins of society? Are they just ethical teachings and commands that should define society whenever possible? Or is compassion fundamental to the Christian faith? Why is God so concerned about a broken world? Theologian Jürgen Moltmann writes about the crucified God. He refers to Rabbi Abraham Heschel's concept of the pathos of God. This pathos is not what he calls irrational human emotions, but he describes a God who is affected by events, human actions, and suffering in history. Moltmann writes, "He is affected by them because he is interested in his creation, his people." This pathos is contrasted with the apatheia of the gods that Judaism and early Christianity encountered in the religions of the ancient world. Apatheia was their inability to feel or be influenced. In most of the world's religions, their gods are not only disengaged and not interested in humanity, but their deities are not ones who know suffering and therefore cannot relate to the problem of human suffering. For most people, even today, God remains capricious, distant, and uncaring. Compassion, which has its roots in the pathos of God, was what motivated Jesus in his ministry. The disciple Matthew, having observed Jesus firsthand, writes in Matthew 9:36, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd." When Jesus healed, it was because he had compassion and was moved with compassion. When he taught using parables, Jesus spoke about the compassion a father felt towards a rebellious son. The Greek word literally means to be moved in the inward parts. It connotes a strong and emotional reaction, a gut-wrenching response. Unfortunately, the word compassion has come to mean feeling sorry for someone or a mental attitude of pity at someone's misfortune. The Greek word only occurs in the Gospels and is only used to describe Jesus' reaction. Sri Lankan theologian Prema Niles writes, "It is used to describe the attitude of Jesus to people defined as the multitudes and the action that ensues from that attitude." The pathos of God is not just a sense of sadness or an intellectual acknowledgement that there is something wrong with the world that he created. For Jesus, it was a gut-wrenching reaction as he saw the lostness of people and the poor who were victims of injustice, those with crippling diseases and illnesses, the premature death of the young, and the abuse of human beings he had created. Compassion is a divine attribute fundamental to God's nature. It defines him. It is this compassion of God that motivates Canadian Baptist ministries, whether they respond to the needs of widows, orphans, and vulnerable children, are involved in ministries of reconciliation and peace building in Rwanda and the Congo, respond to the needs of refugees and internally displaced in Lebanon, Syria, and Myanmar, seek to improve the quality of life through agriculture and livelihood programs and water projects, or respond during times of disasters. These are not just demonstrations of human compassion, but most of the time each of these programs are through a local church or a community of Christ followers who not only provide for people's physical and psychological needs, but demonstrate the love of Christ in their attitudes and the way they serve. Where appropriate, they share about the living God who is revealed in Jesus Christ, without any manipulation or conditionality attached to the help they provide. Timothy Laniak, formerly at the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, writes that God has a stake in how human beings are treated, because human beings everywhere bear his image and likeness. One of the things that ministries of compassion do, like those of CBM, is that they restore an individual's God-given dignity. As a result of this, they're able to live out the purposes of God and experience his blessings.